Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Faith All Over the Place, the fun little podcast that seeks to foster conversation, casual and serious conversation about faith among people of faith, and someday, maybe not, who knows, I never know, coming to you from a gray, windy spring day here in the Sonoran Desert. I am Stephen Cruiser, and joining me from deep in the woods in Georgia, is my good friend Chris Queen. Chris, how are you today?
I am good. It is intermittently sunny here. We get sun for about an hour, and then it'll get dark again, and maybe rain, maybe not, and then the sun will come out for like an hour. It's the weirdest, most schizophrenic weather that we've had today.
It looks like I'm in some bad 80s nuclear winter made for TV movie here today. It's the weirdest color outside. But I did get a nice long walk in this morning. Which will lead to eventually what we're going to talk about. Well, we'll talk about. So we didn't record last week. Thank you for filling in for me on the briefing. My aunt died. Her funeral was last week. I was fortunate to stay there and be a pallbearer for her. A lot of family stuff. Big family on that. It's weird. My mom's side of the family is so freaking huge. So the day of the visitation, a week ago Sunday, was we've just all these cousins that you haven't seen in forever. One of them I hadn't seen. One of them is the first cousin I saw as I'm walking into the funeral home. She recognized me right away. It took me a second to recognize her. We hadn't seen each other since 1980.
Oh, goodness.
And so we caught up pretty quickly, found out where she lives. We're going to get together next time I go back. But then there's another guy there who's close to my age, and he's joking at one point. We go to this bar that's up the street. We're going to eat there, get some booze. And he's like joking, so we might be cousins. I said, no, in this group, it's a very likely possibility. And he laughs. He laughs. Like 20 minutes later, he goes, wait, we really are cousins. I said, yeah, our mothers are first cousins.
Yeah.
And we had just met each other for the first time that day.
Wow.
So it was fun. We didn't record last week, though. And then lo and behold, we had the papal conclave started the day after I got home. And then we have a new pope. So I'll just mention, yay, Pope Leo.
And he's American.
He's American. Bonus. Chicago. I just saw a picture of him on a it just gets so real, so surreal sometimes. Somebody came up to him in Rome yesterday or today and asked him to autograph a baseball.
Wow.
Watching the Pope autograph a baseball, I was just like, okay,
that's endearing. I'm not gonna lie, that's endearing. That's really cool.
He's a White Sox fan. And as our good friend Ed Morrissey pointed out on 5 o'clock somewhere last week, and if you want to have a good good assessment of the previous pope, this pope, and everything, what we think, Ed and I are both devout Catholics, have been at this a while, written about it a long time. We had a good discussion on last Friday's 5 o'clock somewhere about it. And again, got a little deep in the weeds for Steve at some point. It was a very exciting time. It's still a very exciting time. It's real. I watched a lot of the American Pope being elected stuff on social media this weekend. And then I went to my church on Sunday, which is St. Augustine Cathedral, and he's an Augustinian priest, which was nice. Very encouraging to me. So it's been wonderful. That's been cool. It's been a very exciting time for Catholics. There have been six papal elections in my lifetime, and the first one I was too young to remember.
Right.
And obviously John Paul II was very exciting at the time because I'm Polish and he was the first non-Catholic.
Yeah.
But so it's just been a good, just thought I'd get that out of the way. Yay, Pope Leo. I don't know how it played out for everybody else. And at this point, I don't care. There were a lot of haters last week.
Yeah. I think what frustrates me a lot of times as a non-Catholic is that people are already ready to jump on casting stones at him, and you got to give him the benefit of the doubt before you do anything else.
Anybody who went to politics first doesn't get it. That's not they don't get it. If your first thing was, oh, he tweeted this about J.D. Vance, or that is not a good hot take. That is not a smart hot take.
No,
you can't conflate it. I explained it I wrote something about it last week. I did a video on it. Then Ed and I talked about it. So now we're just gonna kick back and see how this White Sox loving Pope, as Ed said, it's good that he's a Sox fan, because if ever there were a people of faith, it would be White Sox fans.
That is true. He has got to know a lot about the spiritual gift, you know, the fruit of the spirit of patience.
It's good baseball season though. Look at you're having a great. Georgia's number one right now, aren't they?
Last week we were. We're number four in a couple of polls now. We had a rough series against Alabama last weekend. It's hard to play on the road in the SEC, and it's also hard to play when you have a 36-hour rain out in the middle of the game two of the series.
Yeah.
And so that really kind of threw us off our rhythm. We'll be back at Foley Field this weekend, so it's going to be good. We're going to
Arizona keeps drifting in and out of the bottom of the top 25.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
They're in 1 week, and then they'll lose two games. They get bounced out for a week, then they go 3-1 the next week.
Yeah.
It's been going on like that for like a month.
I keep seeing them in and out, but you know, what are the chances of Arizona making the postseason?
Pretty good at this point, I would think. They can hit good. Like crazy. Good. But college baseball, always fun. This is when we talk about baseball here, and we're going to talk today. This is what I was thinking. I'm going on a long walk this morning because it was nice and cool, and I'm kind of, you know, we're not going to get a lot of those now and October.
Right.
So I figured I would see what we could do with it. And I was thinking about faith and fitness, and you and I have both been on some personal reformation fitness journeys. You're having considerably more success than I have thus far. But I'm elder people. He's much younger than I am.
It's not very often I hear that.
It takes a while, right? I told my brother-in-law, I said, it's just at some point I have to go, I'm just of a certain age now and things aren't moving as quickly as they used to when it comes to getting back in shape.
Right.
And it took me forever because, you know, psychologically, you don't want to admit that to yourself.
Right. Exactly.
I was thinking about faith and fitness and the opposite. For a variety of reasons, fitness journeys are personal, but there's sometimes people get involved with community in them. Paula, our boss, has been heavily into CrossFit for a few years now, and she got into it with a church group.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we jokingly call it Baptist CrossFit. I don't know if that means you do a burpee, you get up and you say hallelujah. I don't know how it works.
And look, I'm not going to lie. When CrossFit first became prominent, I thought that it was a Christian themed fitness program. Cause I mean, cross just kind of screams.
Yeah.
Christianity.
I have no idea about the origins of it. So maybe it is.
Yeah. Neither do I.
And then I have been following for a few years now on Instagram, Father Rafael Capo, who is, he's at St. Thomas University of Miami. He's got a ministry there, and he's a bodybuilding priest. This guy is jacked. Okay. And he's always talking about how he integrates that whole thing with his main hashtag is fit for the kingdom.
Oh, wow.
And he's always wearing overtly Jesus shirts, overtly Catholic shirt. People are sending him every Catholic. So when he's in the gym. And it's a combined mission of faith and fitness that I just thought was so interesting. And he's popular. Yeah, yeah. He's very popular. And then I saw a thing on Instagram last week where a trainer's talking about, I'm getting devout Catholic men into shape. And I'm going like, what does one have to do with the other? I was dismissive at first, but then I was thinking about it this morning. And then you mentioned something in our private conversation before. It makes sense. To make your fitness journey part of your faith journey. I don't know why I've spent so much time thinking you just carve it out and put it off to the side.
Right. Well, I think that's part of that is the compartmentalization of everything else in our lives. And I don't just mean you and me. I mean, everybody kind of compartmentalizes. Too many people compartmentalize their faith.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking, well, I'm going to weave this into everything I do, and it ought to weave into your physical health as well.
And I've always thought we do have an obligation to the Lord to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not vanity if you want to be healthy. Maybe, right. I don't know, maybe some people think it is vanity or something. That would be an easy way out. That would be like, well, you know, I don't, it's vanity if I do that. So let's get the Cheetos.
Right, exactly.
But what did you say today about stewardship towards it? I can't remember.
Anything. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's a lot about stewardship, including our bodies. You know, I mean, I can't remember what verse it is. I'm drawing a blank, but you know, we're told that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit, and if we're trying to be spiritually healthy, shouldn't we also want to be physically healthy? And that's something that took me way too long to make part of my life, honestly. I mean, I'll be brutally honest with you.
Because if you're not physically healthy, it weighs on you mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. spiritually, mm-hmm. everything. And it becomes you can't ignore it. If you become chronically ill, I'm not talking about hereditary things. I'm not talking about accidents. I'm talking about if you've contributed to your own bad health,
mm-hmm.
and that's where you're like right now. You know, I've been struggling to lose weight, and I've looked like anything that I've felt physically off about in recent years, it's because I let myself get fat.
Yeah.
And that becomes, and if that's a distraction, that's a distraction from your faith. That's oh, I'm too fat to get into my clothes to go to church. You know what? I've made that excuse to myself before.
Oh, yeah.
That becomes a problem. Yeah. And, you know, it's for the longest time, people who are like super into fitness, you will hear them say, my body is a temple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes with some of the people, it's been easy to be dismissive of that. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what you guys say. That's what all you gym bros say.
And plus there are a lot of people who say that, and really they are worshiping their own bodies.
Yes.
I mean,
which I do not want to do. I just want to be able to first of all, walking right now, which I've been doing a lot of, as you know.
Yeah.
That's a good time to reflect and pray, which I do occasionally. Right. And I told Ed Morrissey the other day, I said my heart had not been in my prayer for a week or two. And I don't know what it was. It just happened. It happens.
Yeah,
it happens to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
There are ebbs and flows with the intensity of one's interior life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to work it out every once in a while I was out. I try to suss it out on my morning walks.
Right. Yeah.
I walk a few times a day, but the morning one is where I really try to think about everything for the day. I thought, okay, that's a great time. Maybe just do a little more prayer there.
Yeah.
Go to the basics. The apostles and Jesus walked everywhere. And I'm sure they were praying a lot of time they were walking. There were no fat apostles. We can't say that definitively, but that's the odds are.
Yeah, I would imagine they were all very, very muscular. I mean, to lift those fishing nets, you know?
Fishing nets. The tax collector dodging Matthew had to run away from everybody.
Seriously.
I'm behind on The Chosen. I was getting caught up, and then I haven't watched it in a while. I don't know if I've watched it since Easter.
No,
I haven't, whole new season's out right now, or are they slow playing?
Well, they're it's been in the theaters. I think it's going to be June before it makes it onto TV, on streaming.
They had a big premiere for this one, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. They've really gone Hollywood over there.
Oh,
and,
yeah, absolutely.
And I'm glad they're wrapping it up, because Jonathan Rumi is now 50 years old and playing Jesus, and it's getting a little out of hand.
Yes.
And next, it's going to be Jesus with a walker. Jesus. Look at me making fun of a 50-year-old. God, I wish I was 50 again.
A 50-year-old who probably has a lot more money than we do, too.
I'd kill to be 50 again. No, I'm fine with the age that I'm at.
Yeah.
So now, this is a new way of thinking about it, just because, you know, you and I, this is part of what we're trying to do here. You have a conversation about something, and then we mm-hmm. figure things out while we're having the conversation.
Yeah.
It's not before, like if I hadn't been doing this podcast, I wouldn't have been thinking about, would Jesus be a gym bro if he were hanging around here?
Yeah.
But it's, I think it's a wonderful way to, you can use the faith to inspire the fitness journey. That's what I'm going to try to do.
I think so. Yeah. Well, I mean, another one is, you know, from, you know, love Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes.
And that, that's been kind of a, I hate the word mantra. That's not a good word, But I've worked that into my regular prayers. Is, you know, Lord, help me to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
I'm trying to think of another. You can say mantra without. I mean, if a Christian says it, if a Christian says it, we know you're not drifting off to the east for your religion.
Right.
Okay,
I don't
think anybody worries about that. Some people really overly like. They worry about stuff like that too much.
Yeah.
Like, there were some Catholics back in the day who were all like, "Oh, but yoga, you can't do yoga." And I said, "I'm not seeking a guru and doing the spiritual practice of yoga. I want my hamstrings to be less tight."
Right. Exactly. Okay, exactly.
That's it. And I got to tell you, people out there, start doing yoga early. Start doing any flexibility stuff you can early, because mm-hmm. now I understand
mm-hmm.
The body mechanics when you get older and you get tighter and mm-hmm. tenser. That's how people fall. Okay.
That's true.
Because you don't walk the way you used to walk. In your mind, mm-hmm. you do.
Right.
But in your body, you're not moving that way anymore. And it's become acutely obvious to me in recent years. And I get it. And that's why those old Chinese people who do Tai Chi don't fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm telling you, don't wait until you're my age. Start with whatever age you're in, whatever flexibility work you have to do right now.
I wish I had done more earlier in my life.
Because I'm trying.
You know, just thinking about like maneuvering through tight spaces sometimes makes me a little anxious because I, you know, flexibility.
Yeah. And you get older and you fall and bad. That's how my aunt died. She was very active, even for a woman of her age and everything. She fell and hit her head.
Yeah.
My mom fell and hit her head last week, which freaked us all out because her sister that just died from that.
Right.
She seemed to be, when my sister called me from the hospital and said they're going to send her home. I said, okay, that's good. That's a good sign. They put some staples in my mom's head, and my sister's been around some stuff before, but she said that the nurse had to give me a chair because I started to pass out when I saw them doing the staples thing.
Oh gosh. Yikes. I bet. I never know how I'm going to react to something like that until I'm in that moment.
Blood is intense.
It is.
I know people who become successful physicians who passed out once or twice. Like, I know one when she saw her first autopsy, just hit the floor.
Oh gosh!
As soon as they got the saw cutting through the the rib cage.
That was a direction I didn't expect us to go today, but
yeah. No, we can go all, we can, who knows?
You just never know. You really never know.
Yeah. And I want to do a lot. I'm not traveling anywhere thanks to the federal government for a while. And I don't think, aren't you due for a vacation soon?
Yeah. A couple of weeks, first week of June.
Are you going to go drinking again?
No, I'm going to spend a couple of days in Myrtle Beach, and then I'm just going to, kind of do, you know, close to home stuff the rest of the week. That's, you know, just fun, just having fun.
And I should note right now that while I'm complaining about the federal government keeping me from going anywhere because of Real ID, I had no plans whatsoever to go anywhere.
Right.
Until the middle of August, at least. So
that should give you plenty of time to get the Real ID taken care of, right?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Chris and I are both sinus. He's had a cough. I've got sinuses, and I'm trying not to clear my throat. We're trying not to just make. No, I wasn't planning on going anywhere. So we should be able to keep, except for when Chris is on vacation, we should be able to keep up a nice schedule here. And
that's right.
I've got. Kevin and I are recording tomorrow. I think I'm going to do a video this afternoon. We're recording on Tuesday. I'll probably do a Cabana podcast this week.
Nice.
I got to write more too, though. As much as I love Ed, and I tell Steve and I joke about this all the time. If we can talk instead of write, we're there. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
that's what we're doing. But I still. My official title here is columnist.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
I should probably try to crank out a column or two every once in a while. So Don't forget to email us. I'm checking the email right now to see if we've got anybody, because I have not checked the email. I've just, again, this is probably, I've been home a week, and this is probably the first day that the whole schedule isn't something weird from the travel, something weird from the family, something weird. This is like the first normal day I've had of work.
Yeah, yeah.
And I flew home a week ago today. It's just been a weird, hectic, chaotic.
This week has also been sort of a slow news week so far.
Oh yeah,
we've had such a rapid fire pace the last couple of months that to have a week that there's not a whole lot going on is weird.
I am, however, running out of ways to say, man, the Democrats are idiots.
Yeah.
I might have to start doing a foreign language things. Right. just so I have new ways to say, whoa.
Yeah, learn some new phrases.
Dear Google Translate, how do I say idiot
in Vietnamese?
Yeah, it's been rough, but okay, no. We don't have any recent email. And I don't know, Chris, have you been able to sign in at all?
I still can't get it. Yeah, I still can't get it.
It's racist.
Yeah. I still can't get signed into it.
I'll keep checking it. I'll forward anything good that we get. So we'd like to thank you all for listening. We're going to wrap up now. We just wanted to talk just fitness, faith, integration of everything we do, which I'm sure will be a theme again coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know what the guest schedule will be like soon. Again, we're coming on to the summer months when a lot of people are off and doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who we could have on to talk. Well, don't worry. We'll think of somebody. But we'll be talking about things. I have fun with this. We're meandering at the end here because, you know, my brain is kind of gone today. I swear to God, when my sinuses get like this, it presses on my frontal lobe and makes me stupid.
Totally understand. I totally get it.
But we will be back next week. And then are you off in 2 weeks, did you say?
Yes, 2 weeks. The first week of June. The first, like literally the first is when I head to the beach.
And I always forget about everybody doing something for Memorial Day because I never do anything for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we just cook out.
I usually think it's it's one of the better weekends to not leave your house.
Yeah.
People are crazy on the road. People are drunk on the road on Memorial Day weekend. That's a huge problem. So thank you all for joining us. Please email us anything you want to talk about, any topics you want, any guests. Anybody who has guests idea, I mean, if they're approachable, they're approachable. Don't ask me if I can get Cardinal Dolan on, because you never know. I am going to
get Franklin Graham on.
Yeah, you know him, right? You guys are both Southerners.
look. One time when we were at Disney World, this was probably about 10, 12 years ago. We were in line to get in one of the parks in the morning, and our family had kind of separated in line, and we were talking to a couple, and they were from Brazil. And my dad and I were talking to them, and we said, yeah, we're from Georgia. And the wife goes, oh, so do you know Paula Deen?
There you go.
Honey, Georgia's kind of a big state.
I will leave you with this, and I will find this meme and send it to you because I saved it. Somebody did a mashup once. Said, if you put Katy Perry's face on Paula Deen, it's still Paula Deen.
I can't wait to see that.
It is. I'll send it to you. I know I've saved it. I'll find it and send it to you.
That's so good.
We will leave you on that note, that high Christian note. Okay, everyone, thank you very much. And we will talk to you next week.
See y'all.